With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What are you doing with that brush, Esther?
I'm going to brush your hair with it, Jane.
Oh.
This is my bee brush, and we're going to be going to the allotment. We are at the allotment, aren't we? We're going to be going to the bee plot, and we're going to see if we can get some propolis. Yeah.
Propolis.
Because we're going to be making propolis tincture today, two proper medics.
Ooh,
yes,
brilliant.
Medic or herbalists.
Ready for the winter.
Oh, yes. We'll get so much that we might just stick to the table at lunch when we make it. Let's go.
And you're looking very Edwardian. Your hair is very tight and Edwardian-like. And
You've got a mullet, haven't you?
I've got a mullet, but I'm also wearing a very revealing dress, aren't I, Esther?
You are, yes, and you look very voluptuous in it.
I know, you can see my brassiere.
Ooh, well, I think the bees will love that!
Do you think I sound like Johnny Vegas?
Oh, just like him.
Long, hot days in the shade of some big old tree. Making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
It's like a jungle in here, Jane, so just be careful.
Oh, God.
Right, now.
Just careful of the thorns.
Careful of the brambles and watch your neck because you don't want to tear it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
so my neck's very precious.
What are you taking of that?
God, I thought the entrance was a bit...
Gosh, how will we get there?
No, we're going to that hive there, because I know there's lots of propolis in that one.
You move that. What's in there, then?
So that's the wood greeners. They've made a lot of propolis.
Oh, you move them into Lynn's hives?
Yeah, the wood greeners are in one of Lynn's hives, because Lynn's not been beekeeping this season.
Oh, yeah, I just didn't remember you saying that on the podcast.
So I put them in there. And they're natural bees in there. They made all their own wax. So I've just left them to it in there. So they made their own wax.
The frames that you put in were just empty, were they?
Yeah, they were just, you know how we put ours on a frame with wax foundation and they've got the wire going through it. And when the beekeeper lifts the frame out, they don't like wobble and break. But with these, because we're not inspecting them very often or looking in really, apart from just to check they're okay, these don't really need that because we're not really interfering with them. So they're just there on their own natural wax.
So we're not going to smoke them?
Well, I think we'll put the smoker, we'll light the smoker, but we're not going to smoke them. But you'll see with these bees, what I've noticed is that you just have to give them one little puff of smoke and they go down. Because what we want to be doing is scraping the top of the frames where they've put a lot of propolis on.
All right.
So we don't want them on there because we don't want to scrape them.
All right, I'll accept that.
How does that sound?
I'll accept it for now.
Okay.
So if we zip up...
Zip up, fatty, fatty, zip up, fatty, fatty, reggae.
Yes.
Do you know that song?
I do. And I'll just...
But it's lip up, not zip up. My stomach's starting to rumble.
Okay, well, we're not going to be long. This won't take long. All we've got to do, we're not doing an inspection. We're just getting a bit of propolis.
Mm.
So we won't use much smoke, but we'll just get it doing just in case. Because, it's always best, even if you're not going to be using smoke.
Just have some at the ready.
Well, it's good, just in case you feel a little bit overwhelmed or something. But, you know, I didn't use any smoke yesterday when I took the propolis out of Olive and the garden.
We should have done our naked beekeeping today, you know.
Yeah. But they did buzz me. I think they were a bit like, for the first time ever, Olive was like, hold on a minute. A few of them did buzz me.
Really?
Yeah, but they didn't. I mean, I didn't have my net on when they started buzzing me afterwards, when I was just getting the propolis off the frames. But I think because now they're getting ready for winter, they really don't want any interference.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
And also, there's more of them now. There's a lot of bees in that colony. So,
how many do you think?
Oh, about 10 million bees. I mean, they're just taking over.
Oh, you missed a stomach rumble then.
Oh.
Went like that. I love all the equipment. It's so cute.
Do you want to puff that when I get bees. When I get my hood up?
The simple things in life. So lovely.
So do you remember why we use what happens to the bees when they have the smoke?
They think that there's a forest fire. Yeah. So they go back into their hive and they think, right, we're going to gobble up as much honey as we can, which fills them up, and they think they've had a Sunday lunch and they go a little bit soporific.
Yeah.
And they go a bit dozy. But they've got their fill in case there is a fire.
That's right. If you sniffed a fire, would you? You'd gobble your dinner up before you went out the door, wouldn't you? I think you would, Jane.
Not so sure.
I think you would. I think if you had a nice vegan ragu on the side and you smelt a few bits of smoke, I think you'd just quickly gobble it up before you went out the door.
Oh, that's what I made you, didn't I? Vegan ragu.
Oh, no, it looks so nice.
It's a bit salty.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Right then, come on, let's take the smoker and the brush.
Smoker coming through. Ask me another question about bees. I was very impressed with how I answered that.
Yes.
So let's see if I know another one.
So Jane, I'm going to lift the lid off now of this hive. And if it's a bit hard to lift, why do you think that is?
It's because it's covered in propolis.
That's right, and that's what we're going to be scraping off.
Yes.
Very good!
Which is an antiseptic also, so the bees cover their home with antiseptic to protect themselves.
Yeah. And it's antifungal, antibacterial.
Antifungal. It's anti-everything. Yeah. It's antisocial.
It is antisocial. But if you fell in there, they cover you with propolis too, so watch out.
Would they cover my immense bosoms with propolis?
Oh, gosh, yes, definitely.
You might be able to make a little propolis bra for me.
Well, it is actually... Oh, gosh.
Careful of them.
Yes, I know. I'm really not going to be happy with that. I've dropped the hive. Anyway, I've not completely dropped it. But as
usual, I'm not doing the smoke until we see what's what.
Well, I think.
So Esther is having a lot of difficulty lifting the lid because of what we've just said. It's stuck
it down. Flipping heck, this is full of propolis. I don't know how I'm going to get it open because I've not opened this for weeks.
Can we help you?
Well, what I need to do. Because this, I've got to try and... I don't want this sliding around.
Well, I'll hold it so it doesn't slide and you can do. Hang on, let's just get it in its right position. Right, okay, I'm holding it.
Oh, that's it. We are going to give them a bit of...
and woodlouse as well.
Right, we are going to give them a bit of a smoke, Jane. I know you don't want to. Just because we've got to move them off the frames. I can't, you know what I mean? So smoke them through the gap.
Which gap? This?
Yeah, look. That's it.
Sorry, she made me do it.
All right, because otherwise, when we scrape the propolis off...
They're going
off,
to scrape these, yeah.
Yeah. That's it, that's enough. For now. Actually, we'll start with this here, look.
Oh, really? Yeah. Doesn't seem worth it.
Well, you only need 25 grams for what we're doing.
Oh, really? And where are you going? Have you got an implement to put it in? You haven't, have you?
No.
What are we going to put it in then?
Well, let's not bother with that bit. Let's just get a lump.
All right.
Oh, yeah, look, there's a lump there.
Ooh. And is that a lump there?
Well,
that's wax, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's a lump.
Ooh. We've opened the hive and the lump that Esther is describing looks a little bit like a bit of dog dirt. Mm.
Yeah, it's the bees are off the frame, so that means we can give it a little bit of a scrape. We can actually, I mean, there's always one or two casualties in the lid, so you get a few bees in the propolis as well, but this is all propolis. Can you see, Jane?
Yeah, put it in this brick.
Okay, so it's a bit like, what do you think, how can you describe the propolis, Jane? Oh, it's falling back into the hive, that's...
It's like nothing really. It's just like a stickiness that's you've thrown half of it away.
Oh, still a drone there.
Oh, get that big dog dirt one off. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good amount.
So that's a good... That's it's very, very tiny amount.
This has still got one or two drones in.
Really, they would be throwing out everybody now for the winter. But it's interesting. Look, they've decided they're just going to... This is their bit. So what they're on one, two, three, four, five and a half frames. So they're on five and a half frames. So what I'll be doing is packing this section out so it's nice and insulated for the winter.
Right, uh-huh.
But yeah, there looks like a good amount of bees in there. Mm-hmm. You know, because they've had a bit of a rocky road because these lot were helping me. There's a drone
down
there.
I saw it there. Yeah.
Want to hold it, Jane?
Yes. Oh. Hello. How are you? You know what? Your life is limited. You're going to be chucked out soon, mate. Aww. So enjoy it whilst you can.
You could take that drone home and it could live with you for the winter.
Do you like to come to my garden? There's plenty going on there.
I'll scrape a bit more off while you're holding the drone. Having a little cuddle with him.
That's wood that you're taking.
No, I don't want to take the wood off.
But it's a tiny, tiny amount. How would you describe it then, this? It's just sort of like... I can describe
it. Oh, I was going to say caramel, sorry. Yes, what were you going to say?
Well, if you sort of have made some sort of, like, casserole or something, and you've got, like, a sticky bit around the edge of the casserole that, you know, you'd soak before you wash it.
Yeah.
It's that sort of stuff, isn't it, that you're taking off?
Yeah, it is a bit like that.
There's some here, Esther.
Yeah, I mean, some of this, you know, it has got bees' legs and stuff like that in.
Well, it doesn't matter.
But we'll try and take some of that off. I've got a little breadboard, so you can have a little go with that when we get back.
Mm. That's got a bee in it as well, hasn't it? So you won't take that bit.
Oh, yeah, well, we don't really... Hmm.
I didn't imagine it to be like this. I thought that there'd be more of it.
Mm, there was actually so much more of it when I last looked in, but obviously, for some reason, I mean, there is still quite a lot of it.
But I thought it'd be, like, sort of thick with it. Whereas...
Yeah, well, it's thick here. Look, there's loads of it there.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still, from what I envisaged, a tiny amount. There's some there.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're not taking it all, loads of it, but here, look, there's loads of it there.
So it'd only be in the top of the hive, wouldn't it?
No. I mean, it's around the walls of the hive and...
Right.
Yeah, but obviously they don't want anything getting in and... So it's...
So this is a little amount that we've got now, which is kind of like not even an egg cup full. Would that... So you can actually make a tincture from a sort of not even an egg full cup of propolis?
Well, I bought my scales. It says you need 25 grams. So that's about an ounce, isn't it? Mm,
I think that's...
So if you think an ounce of butter, I think we're getting there, aren't we now?
Okay.
I think we are. I think we've got enough, and I've got a little bit from Olive...
Right.
I live at home, so I've got that in my pocket. Mm-hmm. See, these are nice bees, aren't they, as well?
Oh, yeah, they're lovely.
We're back to good bees now. We've not got any bad bees.
Lovely bees. You are just lovely hopefully bees. They've There's got, a drone there.
Yeah, hopefully they've got themselves enough stores and stuff. But I'm leaving these and I'm going to put some fondant on. Mm-hmm. But hopefully they've got everything they need. Could have a look at a frame if you want, or should we just leave it? I think we'll just
leave it. They're happy.
We'll
aren't
get
they?
On with our job.
Yeah. We've come for the propolis.
I think
so we've got it now.
We've got the propolis. Good. Do you like that?
Mm. All right, bees. Hey bees, hey bees. Mm.
So we'll put the lid back on. I'll put the crown board back on, and I'm going to press it down because there's still a bit of propolis there, just to help the bees stick it back on.
Come on, out bee. Otherwise, you'll get trapped. Ladybird off. Wood
That's
light
it
off.
Then. We've got our propolis.
Fantastic essay.
Let's go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes. And you're nearest to the things as well.
Right, so we've got the scales there, look.
The scales.
So, for this, Jane.
Yeah, man, we're just like...
Be sensible, Jane, because
like
you know
dipping
now
we're going... it's like a drugs thing in it.
It's not drugs, no. So now we've got the propolis, Jane. We're back on the plot. We've got what looks like
a
brown poo, which actually is propolis.
But on the tissue, it looks disgusting.
Jane's been to do a poo in the polytunnel, and that's it.
Well, it was only a little one; nobody had noticed.
Right. Now, the only thing with this propolis is there's quite a lot of debris in it, of one thing and another. So, we've got to try and just pick off a few bits of bee wings and bee brains. Can you see? So we've got to, first of all, we'll weigh it. So if you can get the scales, it's like we're in Breaking Bad.
Exactly. It's like a drugs racket. I see a wing.
Actually, that looks like a whole bee.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. That must have been on the lid. You know, it's obviously got squash when
that's so you're going to chuck that bit away. Why can't you have the wings and the bits in there?
Well, you know, to be honest, in that high, very high vodka, you can have the wings because it'll sterilise it all. And
so that's what we're doing. We're putting this in vodka.
Yeah. And then we're going to leave it for 3 weeks in a dark place. And then we'll put it in these tincture bottles and then we'll sell it to Boots the chemist.
And does it matter that it's got my dirty tissue in there as well?
Actually, it probably does, but it's too late now because, you know, I told you not to use the tissue.
Did you?
I said just keep it...
in the brick.
Yeah, but never mind.
Well, when it's dissolved in the vodka, can you not just strain my dirty tissue out of it and the wings?
Yeah, that's what we'll do. That's a very good point, Jane. We'll put it through like a muslin. So we need 25 grams.
And you've got about 2 grams there.
Well, we've
how
got
many have we got?
3 grams.
Right.
So, what should we do?
We'll do one bottle of it.
Hold on. Let's just make sure the scales are working properly. It says 8 grams.
It's going up.
Right then, let's start again. Right then, let's just give them a little bit of a. Let's just give them a knock because sometimes when things don't work, it's good to knock them. Right, I tell you what, right, you put the ball on. See if you can make it.
25 grams.
Definitely, I'm going to hold it straight.
It's definitely not 25 grams. I'd be surprised if it was even 1 gram.
Same 5 grams now.
Oh, is it? Well, we've got 5. So we'll still do it, but we'll just do it in one of the little jars and one of the little medicine bottles.
Yeah, because we only needed 100 millilitres. We needed 100 millilitres of gin. So if we've got 5 grams, if we've got 5 grams and we were supposed to have 25 grams, so we've got 4 times less. So we've got 5 times less, so we need 5 times. So we need, I think we need 25 grams, 25 millilitres of vodka. What do you think, Jane? Have you got any...
I don't know, I've switched off.
I think we need 20 grams of vodka.
Millilitres.
Right, so...
how are we going to measure the vodka?
Right, so...
asking a question.
You just... like, you're just bored now because you don't like the look of it.
No, vodka.
And it's got loads of squash bees. It's got...
so is it going in this jar?
It's got... oh, it's ever so... just have a smell of it.
Nice.
What do you think?
It doesn't smell like poo.
Oh, it smells good, doesn't it?
It does.
Do you want to eat it now?
No.
All right, then. So let's put that in there.
You missed a bit,
Right. Now we've got the propolis in the jar, and we only need 20. Well, let's do 20. Let's do a bit more. It doesn't matter, does it?
Put it in there.
Yeah, and then we'll put it in there afterwards. So we'll mix it up. We've got to give it a shake.
Well, are we going to do half of this?
No, we don't want to put it all right. No. You measure
half,
it.
Half in there, and then into the jar.
Yeah. So you pour that. So half full.
Sorry, I'm losing half of it on the table.
Right then.
That's half full, isn't it?
Oh, no, we might need a bit more. I might have to try and get some more properly stuff because that's not covering it. Do it again, another half.
Another half?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to pour it in.
All right.
That's enough.
That's it. Now we've got to shake it. We've got to shake it now.
That's why the maths has sent me a bit crazy.
So put the lid on then. Put the lid on. And now give it a shake.
Shaky. Well, it's not doing anything. Will it break it down?
I don't know, but keep shaking for a minute. That's it. Now you're really in Breaking Bad now. You're really mixing the hard stuff. That's it.
Oh, it's making my bosoms go all wobbly.
Good. Well, that's good then, isn't it, if it's made and wobbly. That's a really good bosom workout for you.
It is. Only one side is wobbling. I make the left bosom wobble. Yeah,
you don't want one to get more bigger than the other.
Well, I think one is bigger than the other.
Well, everyone's got one bigger than the other.
Mm-hmm. Only a tiny amount. Right, I think that's it now.
All right, then. So now we've got that. Got to just leave that now for 6 weeks.
All right. And what's it good for again? Remind me.
Makes your bosoms grow ever so big.
Oh, good. I'm going to have some of that.
I know it doesn't look good, but you know what? This will be full of goodness. Mm. Just give it one more shake.
And maybe, Esther, maybe when you're going up again or you've got, you know, and you open one of the hives again, you can take some off and add two.
I thought there'd be more than 5 grams.
Well, it doesn't matter.
That's it then. We're finished now, so we'll leave it for 3 weeks and hopefully it'll turn into... And we'll go into business. We'll have a business, won't we?
So oh, yes. Well, it's going to be very lucrative.
Do you think
we'll make £1 in a year.
Do you think Sarah from Unbelievable Health will buy some offers for her products?
Not convinced. Esther, what's in this box?
Well, that's all the drip bottles. There's about 10 in there because I thought we were going to have a lot more. But never mind.
Well, maybe half of one of them.
Everyone's got to start somewhere, haven't they?
Yes. So maybe I'll just keep nipping over to Crouch End to have my share.
Yeah, in the morning at 9 o'clock. Everything. Right. Nothing ever works out right, does it?
I don't think I'm going to be having my own bottle, am I? Haven't you got an announcement to make, Esther?
Yes, Jane. It's lunch.
Food.
Overrun with cucumbers.
Overrun by cucumbers.
You what?
Your cucumber's massive.
Oh yeah, it's a lovely size.
Cucumbers seem to be in abundance, don't they, for people with allotments?
Yeah, I'm just going to give it a peel.
Are you? Why do you peel a cucumber?
Because actually, you know, it's got quite a skin on it, hasn't it, this? So
does it give you wind, the skin?
No, it doesn't give you wind, but... It's got a thick skin, so why not peel it?
What's the fare today?
So we've got a vegan chilli with beans and sweet potato and stuff like that.
Did you make that?
No, Gloria made it.
Oh, Gloria, your daughter.
I was a bit too busy. So she's done the dinner, and we've got rice. We're going to have burritos. So we'll have a bit of cucumber, and we've got guacamole. And then we've got a nice apple and almond tart for afters.
Aren't you good? You are a true hostess.
The only problem I've got is we've got small plates.
Doesn't matter, we can have seconds.
So, Jane, just to finish our lovely, delicious lunch, I have bought you a very special treat. Well,
Look at that one at home. Oh, what a treat.
I don't know how you're going to eat it, Jane, but do you think you can eat the whole lot?
Just pour it into my mouth.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to take a teaspoon.
Yeah,
I've got a teaspoon.
I'll come over with it.
Okay, I've got some lovely Greek yoghurt that you provided. And I'm going to, dip into this lovely honey. Oh, and you're not putting it
you
back.
You're
not putting this frame back.
Have you dug a hole in it?
Oh, you didn't say.
Look, you can go like this, just feel where the base is of the frame, okay, and then do it. So then you're not making a hole in the actual foundation.
Are you actually going to put it back?
I don't know. I'll see. Probably will, actually.
Will you?
I'll have a bit more, then.
I don't need to be asked.
I thought you might eat the whole lot.
Oh, gosh.
It's a challenge.
There you are. Your turn. Can I have a taste?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good already from my finger. Oh, delicious. So good.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. I'm going to have just a spoonful from the...
It's so good from the... it's so good with the yoghurt as well.
Oh, it's dripping off the plate.
And then it's chewy as well.
Oh, my God, that is so fruity, isn't it?
Yum.
I wonder if it's blackberry.
That's more.
This is our last episode of the series, isn't it? So we'll be having a little break and then coming back for more bee magic. Bee crafts.
What do you anticipate we're going to bring next to the podcast, Esther? What do you think might be in store for our listeners?
Now, what should you do? You're going through the foundation. Just get a new bit. You need a hole in it to the tin foil.
What?
You can't eat the wax foundation.
So I just take the top off like that.
Let Mamsie do it for you, dear. Come on, get your bowl.
Right, that's it. That's good.
That's it.
Thank you. Oh, that's delicious. That's perfect. I'm going to leave that spoon because I've only used my finger if somebody wanted to sanitise that spoon and have their own.
That wasn't a trump, actually. That was my boot on the chair. So what do you dream of for the next series, Jane?
I would like to make a piece of music with Wolfgang Buttress.
Yeah.
And using bee noises.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, even though I love our theme tune, maybe it could be another theme tune.
Oh, yeah.
But I just love to. I think that'd be such fun to make a piece of music.
I'd like to go to the Honey Show and interview more people. There's lots of more people in the bee world who we've yet to meet. And most of all, I'd like to make a castle out of wax.
Ooh, what will you do in your castle of wax?
Well, I'm going to live in it. Will you come and visit me in it?
Will it be safe?
Oh, no, it won't be safe. No,
I'm going in for some more.
Okay, then.
I'm going in for the kill.
Oh, Jane, it's time to say goodbye. Oh, Jane, it's been lovely on the plot today. I've had a great time and I'm so happy we had our final day of summer together.
Well, I'm still eating honey.
Well, you'll be here till the next episode then because, you know, you've got quite a lot to get through and you seem like you've only just got stuck into it.
That London honey is just the best.
And I'll call you up whenever I'm feeling down.
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton, Andy Goddard and John Wakefield, and partly recorded at The Hives on my allotment near Crouch End in London. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the hive. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast.
It feels so good just to have you around.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.